Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Stand to your feet and let's pray. Father, we thank you for our gathering this morning. We ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Pray for yourself and ask God to touch your heart. To touch your heart this morning. Ask God to bless you, to help you to understand the word that is coming. Pray and ask him to touch you in Jesus' name. Pray. Mandebusia Rabadaba Suribundi Kabadabra Barabandaba Kabandorobusi Kabrandaba. Come away. Sing it. Come away, spend some time with me. Come away, Kalabusata Brabada Brandebe, Kimada Brusi Karabada Brabaraba, Malebusata Brabada. Father, we thank you again. We pray that, Lord, let the preaching of your word be relevant to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Please put your hands together and take your seat for a short time. Amen. All right. Today we'll be closing quite early. Alright, so that we can continue with our rehearsals. Alright, we can have a good rehearsals. And next week is International Sunday. Alright. So, you have to dress differently. Priscilla, you don't have to wear this one. And this year we are doing countries. Janice, we are doing what? Countries. So me, I have told you that I'm doing Nigeria. Nobody should choose Nigeria. I've chosen already. You are doing Saudi Arabia. Elizabeth, what are you doing? Togo. You do Togo. What is Achu doing? You are from Harvard. He's from Harvard. You go to school at Harvard. So, tie and suit, UK. You understand? UK, US, London. Yes, all those things. I mean, it's your destiny. So, but you went to dance at the other side. Hey, so our dancing stars here is not good. You go and dance and you come. Hey. And they came late. Twins, they cover for themselves. Twins. Omale. So, it's Shelly, we are not doing Ghana. This time, we are not doing tribes in Ghana. Like Gamay and bring king. If you bring king, we will not eat. Brings Gamma Shikon, Gamano. No, we are not doing that. Kofi, you are doing what country? US. Nothing I've chosen Nigeria to do Nigeria. All right, Kofi and I, we are doing Nigeria. So, we'll come and give them greetings from Nigeria. to no be kasa. Kela administrator, Safe Church administrator. What country are you doing? You have not thought. Thought right now. Now you've not thought. India. So everybody. Yes. Who is doing South Africa? Frances Adipa. We are doing South Africa. Clap for her. Clap. When we mention the country, then you clap. Felicia, what country are you representing? Oman Joy, a country. Hey, actually, you are a foolish boy. Yes, what country are you representing? India. Why are you not clapping? Why? It's difficult to get India costume and be here. Louisa. Louis, which country?
Reverend, I don't know.
South Korea. Korea. Who is doing South Africa? Who can do South Africa? Now, Francis is doing South Africa. Now, hey, now where? You do Guinea. So, everybody at least try and do something before you die. Chama, what country are you supposed to do? Why Benin? Who is bringing the countries? Why not share countries, you know? Who is sharing the countries? Hey, Romeo, be careful. What country do you want to do? Come on for there. Which country do you want? Don't mind them. Which country do you want to do? Nigeria. You want to join my country? Beautiful. Hey, Skinny, what country? U.S. Italy. Let me preach before I get depressed. Because U.S. there is Achu. We all know that. I choose UK and this, right? Yeah, what? Saudi Arabia. Oh, okay. That's your country. So you and Achu are from the same country. Winfrey, which country? India. Mr. Ehu, you are representing Israel. Israel is a country, but we have some here. We have some in Accra here. Russia too. We have some in Ashama, Russia. Okay. So, and then also when we come, we are supposed to bring food. It's not just the country. We are supposed to eat. So everybody, okay, everybody, don't buy wache and bring. Reverend there likes wache. No. So we can do drinks and something. When we close, maybe we'll think about it. All right. Or you want to go to the adult church? If you can go there and go and eat, it's not a problem. That is if they'll give you. Okay. So it's another blessed Sunday morning. And gradually, like I told you, the years are passing. And last week, I started a new series called Wise as Serpent. Everybody say wise as serpent. Thank you for clapping. Wise as serpent. Alright. You must be wise. Your wisdom must come to play. We must see that you are wise. We shouldn't call you a foolish boy. We shouldn't refer to you as a foolish girl. Because you are in a very dark world. This world we are in is a dark world. Are you hearing me? It is what? A dark world. And because it is a dark world, we must live our lives well. And how do we live our lives in a dark world? We can only do that by being wise. By making sure that our wisdom come to play. Let's read our foundational scripture from Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16. Today I'm reading from the Message Bible. Bible says, stay alert. Everybody say, stay alert. Stay alert. The alert is not Momo alert. So it's been a long time you receive Momo alert.
Even this morning, before I came to preach, I received an alert. 200 Ghana alert. Alert, dear. Minya wo daily basis. Stay alert. This is a hazardous work I am assigning you. You are going to be like sheep running through a wolf pack. So, don't call attention to yourself. Many of you, the beginning of your problems is the attention you are calling to yourself. You know the attention? Yeah. We are wearing t-shirt too. Instead of you to say you want extra, extra large, you say you want small, and your breast has hip like this. You are calling the attention to yourself. Then the people are seeing you and they are calling you. If you had one extra, extra large, the thing will look like jalabia on you. Nobody will see anything and you'll be okay. Bible says, so don't call attention to yourself. Young girl, you have put on mascara, rouge, eyelashes, eyeshadow, hair extension, frontal. What is the frontal for? Wig, frontal. Are they calling me frontal? Frontal. Oh, okay, frontal. You are calling attention to yourself. When you do that, you are calling attention to yourself. Because you are already an enemy in the world. Here that we have come, we have become like enemies. Somebody is looking for you already to eat you. Girls, boys are looking for you to eat you. So you don't attract attention. You don't call attention to yourself. Oh, I'm not preaching well this morning. But you're not clapping, so I don't feel that the preaching is... I'm trying to introduce the preaching. Don't call attention to yourself. Be as cunning as a snake. Inoffensive as a dove. But I like the part that says, stay alert. This is a hazardous work. Coming to the world alone is a hazardous work. Yes. So don't call attention to yourself. Don't make people notice you. They notice you too much. In your school, they notice you. You are the staff girl. You are the one the teachers have been sending to buy food. They've noticed you already. Don't call attention to yourself. Oh, you don't understand the preaching? Yeah. And I told you that when we arrive in heaven, I'll ask Jesus this question. Why he's sending us to a place that the people are not happy with us? Do you see? Let's say they are Russia and Ukraine are fighting. And I said, I want water to drink. The water that I want, go and buy it at Russia. That didn't cry, no. It's your combined cry that the only water you need is Russia water that you drink now. Your Akumabe Jojo. At the end, cry, no. Oh, you don't get me? Yeah. So last week, we started with what? Masters of what? Working with what? Others. Snakes or serpents, they have mastered the art of working with others. And I was telling you that it is difficult to work with people because people are of different characters, different background, different tribe, different country, different personality, different temperament. One day I'll teach you about temperament. Hey, you will see that no two people are compatible. Not even Prince and Priscilla who are sitting down here. They are not compatible at all. Sanguines have their problems. Cholerics have their problems. Phlegmatics and melancholics, they all have their problems. Yeah. Melancholics, eh? Melancholics. They are these pepe people. When they wash and you go, you see that they've arranged all the blue things before the yellow things, before the green. Yeah, that's how. When you enter their room, you don't. Look, my house, if you come to my house and they give you water, and Let's say pure water cry, you tear them up and you come again. You come again. They say that don't let her come again. You come again. One day, a certain girl came to our house. She came during the COVID time. See, that 2 weeks COVID now, nobody was going anywhere. She locked down. She was locked down in our house. I don't know. She ate. She didn't wash the bowl. Maybe when she was coming, they washed the bowl the next day. And she packed the bowl. She put it down. My wife didn't know. My wife woke up around 1 to go and drink water. I said, hey, you have not washed the bowl. I went to wake the girl up. I said, oh, wait tomorrow. He said, no. This house, we don't do that. The girl washed the thing. One midnight, she washed the bowl, cleaned the kitchen before she went to sleep again. Then the girl came back to her own house. When she came back, she started, when they eat, then she washed the bowl. Then their mother said, hey, my daughter has changed. She said, yes. Where she came to, she has changed. So these melancholic people, they are pepe. They don't collect nonsense. So, hey, if you open their wardrobe, they arrange, when they even fold a shirt, they fold it like you buy it from store. That's the crowd, they fold it. Yes. And then we have they don't have plenty friends. So their friends are small because they don't like plenty drama. Like, hey, then these melancholics, their friends are phlegmatics. In a phlegmatics people, you see how phlegm is. You see phlegm. But they don't understand why we are rushing in life. That's their principle. Russia, the way the phlegm is, but they are lazy people. Oh no, sorry. As I said, on summarizing sleep, you know. Oh, that's, yeah. Hey, oh no, like hurry up. Oh, hurry up, was I saying? I didn't say you be drew by all mess. But they like this type of, and they are very peaceful people. You can't get angry with them. They are peaceful. For them, when you ask them, what do you want? Oh, everything go. When they visit you, say, what will you eat? Oh, anything you give me, I'll eat. And true, anything you give them, they'll eat. They like peace. They don't. If your father is like that, you see that he's reading graphic. He doesn't care. You can change the channel. He doesn't. He doesn't like worrying children. He doesn't have problem with phlegm. And you see that usually when you are like that, if you have a father like that, doesn't care. Hey, make sure you don't fall into trouble. That's the advice they'll give you. Make sure you don't fall in. They don't like trouble. So those two people, they are called introverts. When they are not even happy with you, they won't tell you. Then the other two people, choleric. Now choleric of one. Hey, they don't collect nonsense. Cholerics people, choleric. Like pejuma. If your father is a choleric, he doesn't understand why you have eaten and you are sitting down. Hey, go and buy paint, go paint. Hey, remove the things from the kitchen and sweep all the kitchen. You bring all the thing, mob the whole house. Hey, remove the cobweb. They are looking for a job for people to do. It's like you have eaten all. You are watching TV. Hey, kill the TV. Put it off. Hey, go and collect the thing. Come and scrub the wall, scrub the ceiling. Every day they are creating job for people. This and they are workaholics. And those ones, they are leaders. Hey, when they say when, now, right now, it's not like. I wait small, then no, right? Be and no, now or never. She. They don't collect nonsense. They like somebody has died, then they say, oh, you see, God gives no, hey, that's your auntie at Adebubu. She has died. That they just tell you the thing. They don't care what how you feel or you don't feel. So you get all these characters in the church. You understand? All these people, you get them in the church. Then our people are the sanguine. These sanguine people, there every day they are happy. They where their happiness is, that's where they like. Hey, our people. That the Sangu people, they are my people. Hey, there's problem. We talk about it, you know. Then we continue the journey. They don't care. When they can visit you, then they'll open your fridge. They don't like sit here and I'll serve you. As he has come, he's serving himself. Hey, you have invited him party. As he's coming with three people. He doesn't care how you get the food for the three people. Waba. By free, as feel free. Those people, when they come, they collect your remote. They change. Hey, I won't watch here. If you give them water that is not good, I don't like this water. Change it for me. Then they speak their mind. They speak. Then and you see the way they talk to. They forget plenty things. Omuti tell you, oh, and a lot of their friends, they don't know their names. So they'll be calling you chale 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 like that. That don't know anybody name. Something can wake up and no power. He has met this. Oh, Charlie, what's up? Where did they go? They say, oh, they go the roadside. As you are going the roadside, no, they will meet this one. Oh, Charlie, what's up? Long time, oh, my guy, that. Then you tell this one, Charlie, I go see you, and they will start working with this one. Then you walk with this one, and don't go and meet this one. Charlie, what's up? Charlie, this guy should be my geo. Long time, G. Charlie, so I go see you. Charlie, where they go? They go time trying. Charlie, make we go. He will follow people and the day will be over. Once they don't need human beer, yes. That's what I'm going for. No? So you will meet all these people in the church. It is I'm going for. No? I'm going to raise us. Oh, I'm going to eat right now. I come. I'm going to now. Bon, come on. He's play with people. He's play with children and the absent-minded people. Then you see that when the sanguine is doing that, the thing is spending choleric, you know. We are so rev say we should do the rehearsals right now. Nobody should go out. No, then the phlegmatic will be like, nobody should go out to say same. Why I hire a prison? I hire a prison. Then the male no send me a kwanu kasana any kasana. I've met you in my heart. So it before you see the two people do razors, seven people will not do, then the thing becomes basa. You must learn how to work with all these people. And amazingly, cholerics, because they like work and they are attracted to phlegmatics. Because phlegmatics, they are lazy. So when they see somebody who is working, oh, this guy is good. If I marry him, I'll be fine. Then also, melancholics, they like to marry sanguines. Sanguines, basa. Sometimes I will go to work. I can say they've arranged my wardrobe. It's all the 2 days' time. No, the thing has. Because if I'm looking for a certain shirt and I can't find the shirt, I have to remove all the things. And when you finish, you don't fold it, then they leave it like that. And then they just go. That's a. So you are going to meet so many people. Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Mole mufa nyumbi na yeri hezi na yenko. He said, so no, Rev say we should this particular song. Oh, don't mind, Reverend. Nyumbi aye nyum. God is inside. We can sing it. Nothing will happen. So that's how it is. So you are one of these things I've explained. Your father is one. Your friend is one. And you see, because you are one. And you see, if sanguine and sanguine, they can't live. Oh. No, they'll be happy, but like too sanguine in the place, hey, the place will be basa. Sometimes I can see it in one of my boys. Hey, yes, I can see that. And I said, this thing that this boy is doing, the mother will suffer. Because if you mean car, the mother cannot control my own. Then, and this boy has come to adapt. So no, it will not be easy. So you must learn to work with different people. People don't understand anything. They are in the church. They are all here with us. All right. Now, today, I want us to learn another thing. Another thing by serpent. Another thing we have to master. And it is called masters of contentment. Everybody say, masters of contentment. Or say the thing with vim and vigor. Say, masters of contentment. Yeah, snakes or serpents are masters of contentment. And you see, this is one of the things I really want to show you. If you want to do well in this life, okay, is to learn how to be content. When we say you are content, it means you are happy with what you have and you are satisfied. And the key word there is satisfied. Happiness and satisfaction. Because if you lack these two things, it will be the beginning of a lot of sport relationships. And it will also be the beginning of your predicament. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. I can quote it. It's a must-know scripture. Bible says that, but godliness with contentment is great gain. But godliness with contentment. Listen, you must learn to be satisfied. If you have one shirt, you must learn to be satisfied with the shirt that you have. You must learn to be happy with what you have. You must not look at what somebody has and be jealous. I finished the preaching already. Because as young people growing up, you see, we have times and seasons. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says that to everything, there is a purpose and there is a time and seasons for everything. Someone says that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In his law, he made it. Bible says, and in his season, he shall bring forth fruit. So there is seasons for mango. Likewise, human being also, there is a season for you. So all of us sitting down here, listen, you see, if you can understand this, our lives will be okay. As we are sitting down, the day this girl is getting married, it is not the same day everybody is getting married here. So the day she's getting married, we clap for her. The day is her turn to get married, we clap for her. But when it is somebody's turn, and you begin to do Matisse Akwanuka Sakawa boy, and you start talking foolishly. Akwanuka nihu nyefe. Look, right now, it's not about Bema nihu nyefe. They are always ska. I was throwing your man. Maybe if you go and marry poor boys and you bring here, may I just watch you people. Louis, who could far be my uniska? Edia Baha. Be my own throwing your man. I could far no. Edia Baha. I won't say anything. Do you get it? A lot of young people are not content. Listen, the fingers are not the same. We cannot be the same. I'm telling you, there is season and there is time for everything. You must learn to master how you should be content, how you should be happy and satisfied with what you have. Today, you ate jollof at home. Congratulations. Tomorrow morning, you don't get jollof. It's kokonte and pepe. Congratulations. Everything you have, learn to be satisfied with it. Oba kokonte mo e guy. Who has eaten kokonte before? Omi na say enu na me with their granite soup then with some yamadie and oh look is koto ya koto de kakra. Oh, me every day be I know na me chow. I'm dey chow me breakfast. I by 10 o'clock or no ma. You see, when I drink tea in the morning, it's supposed to like open the intestines, the answer, and cleansing, purification. Uh-huh. That I feel no, the small intestines and then the yes, na emoeshi, na emwe bien kasa. Na I feel they're now the kokonte no e de abosso. And no u chano sa e che. Che. Chao woma kosi and yumre asana. And see, apart from gobe, you see, that is the next thing. Face the world. Actually, try it. Where did be that? Nede, where did you go? Hey, what's your joint? Be a wahasi. Mamma was car tomorrow. Share, what child only do with you? Feeling. Do you get it? Be satisfied with what you have. Your father doesn't have a car. Be satisfied. You don't look at other people's parents' car. You see, usually when you don't have something, people have it. You have a bad mind.
Tablet, pornography.
Women, I read me jealousy. Ahon ya, I didn't cry.
Tablet, cry. Mati say, "Nye papa nubi." We are both from CC. I best say,
"Tablet, be a both from a."
Say. We say. Media anka. Nye ma mi di beye no.
Do you see? So human beings and kasano. We've been created in the way that we are not there to appreciate other people. Every day, look
at the shirt this guy is even wearing. It's not nice.
This shirt, if it were on me, instead of asking the person, where do you buy your shirt? Or where did you get? Yeah, it's nice. Then the person will show that, shirt in there, waha.
One day, I was somewhere, then somebody came to say that she wants to see me, a girl, a lady, not the girl. You're a girl, she's a girl. Then when I went, people were around me. So she whispered into my ears and said that, where do you buy your shirt? And I said, why? He said, your shirt, like the fit you, like it's not big on you. Let me say, why? You want to go and buy some? I said, I want to go and buy some for my boyfriend. It's like I see shirt na ne boy no share no eh ke se won ne hundo do. Do you see? So instead of saying that, so she has come to ask where, and I showed her that go to this store. If you buy it, give it to him, you wear it will fit him. Do you see? But other people, even this shirt, I hear that if oil on it, the oil will not go. If oil, you see, always wish people good. Do you understand? Somebody has brought a phone. Oh, Charlie, it's nice. Oh. Now, say phone and your iPhone. Well, home use. And your iPhone. Everybody must not use iPhone. Everybody must know. So, you see, anything you appreciate, you get. Anything you criticize, you will never get it. You will never get it. Yes. So, you must be somebody who, you see, all of you girls, listen to me. You are going to marry different boys. Different boys with different head shapes. Some of them, the head is trapezium. Others is parallelogram. I'm going to marry boys with different. Listen. Don't let people. You see, last time I was somewhere and somebody was complaining about somebody's wife. Or say, girl, no, Kremuno, why in Chiano? Do you see? And I told him that, brah, this man, he didn't marry his wife to be greeting you. As he ain't say, oh, bad dear. Let me see, you, Anka Uchiana, Anka, and ye. Do you see? So that when you grow up and boys are coming, see, you people now are your own enemies. Do you see? There is a way you look at this boy up and down. Boy, no, so and yeah, boy. Hey, Prissy, anything, Alex, you know, no, see, my money star, when they're money star. Hey, where the anchor? Yeah, even Instagram anchor. Yeah. There's a way of. Hey, akwana tumtum na your friend morning star. Hey, where the anchor friend ECG star? Because midnight star anchor. I know you're boy. See, so by this comment, you have deflated somebody's whole life. Okay, so let us learn. Okay, Philippians chapter 4, and verse 12. Philippians, are we there? Open your Bibles to Philippians. We are all reading together. Philippians is in the New Testament. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 12. Are you there? King James.
Chama, you have Bible, open it, or there's no Philippians in it. Hey, Bible now, there are about Philippians in them. So where does it start from? Genesis to where? Where does it end? Peter. Philippians come before Peter. Philippians. Philippians. No. Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, verse 12. Obia. Are you there? Can we all go? One go. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. What is your own saying? I know what it is to be in need. Listen. And then continue. Yes. And I know what it is to have plenty. That's what King James say. I know how to be abased. And then they are abased. And how to abound. Now, this line is teaching us that there is a time in your life where you have abundance. True or false? Yes. A time of your life is going to come. You are going to have abundance. Things are going to work for you. Plenty, Gary, plenty sugar. Plenty. That's when the term has started. Your chop box is filled. Filled. I am ma. Shemima. Shemima. You said that time when your chop box is full, there's a way you walk on campus. Oh, yeah, you don't rush for dining. Why are they in hurry? No, why are they in hurry? Why do you run to go and eat? Food do you run to go and eat? These are the statements you make. Now, we are talking about when we are getting to middle of the term, getting to this one, and even your Pepsodent is getting finished. It's at that place that you go and sit by the kitchen when even the bell has not been this thing. You understand why people used to run. Yeah. You understand it. So that time is what we call a time of need. Look, there comes a time when you have money. True of us. You can see that money there you have. Your problem is not money. Money, what is money to cockroach? You shit on it. You are happy. Then another time comes where you are looking for two CDs you are not getting. You are not getting. So he said that I know both. I have experienced these two things before. And as a human being, you must experience it. Yeah. Even with those who work, there comes a time you don't have money. That's when you are asking your father for money and he's not minding you. He said, "By you, big man, you work, you don't have money." It's not you work, you don't have money. Sometimes you just don't have the money. Yeah. Yesterday, somebody called me. The person said, look, what we will eat, cry is a problem. He said, I'm here. He said, I woke up 5 o'clock. I've not been able to sleep from the 5 o'clock up to this morning that you have called me. What we will eat is a problem. You don't understand why your parents say they wake up and they can't sleep again. But you, when you wake up, you can sleep again. Oh, what do you mean? You wake up at 5 o'clock, you can't sleep. I started experiencing it when I was in the university. I woke up one day. This one, it was not 5, it was 2. I was thinking. I said, hey, when I checked the time, it was 6. My eyes were on like this. And I went to bath and I went to class. But if you have money, yes, if you have money, you woke up 4, you sleep again. No, we don't have a problem. That's why rich people don't wake up early. Because there's no problem. I mean, it's like, that's why the Bible says that money answers all things. They tell you, don't worry. Do you understand? Don't worry. You see, sometimes when you wake up, you are not, it's like, it's not that you are not happy, but it's that you are not happy, your body is not fine. Then you get some momo alert. Ah, that one is called vitamin M. vitamin. Who says suddenly your immune system, you begin to talk. Because something has come. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yes. And so we must learn to have the wisdom of snakes. Because snakes, most of them eat once. Some of them even eat once in a year. And they are still there. They have not died. But you human being, you eat every day. You change your clothes every day. Sometimes somebody has a nice dress. Oh, Charlie, your dress is nice. So it may be. Now, dress, man. This dress, cry. Yes, this China dress. When you wash it, now it begins to tear. It's Togo. Oh. Hallelujah. Yeah. Another thing is that discontentment, which is the opposite of contentment, is evil. And it is a spirit that we have to deal with. Are you still here? Yes. Now, look at what discontentment does. Discontentment is dangerous because it makes you reach out for things God withheld from you. It makes you what? Reach out for things that God, anything you don't have, it means that God has not given you that thing. And pray. You see, one of the places where there is so much competition is secondary school. See it clear. Now, it doesn't even end there. When you enter the university, a sport. Yeah. University. Because in secondary school, parents are visiting them. When we're in secondary school, there was a particular guy. When they are visiting him, the parents come with pickup. And the pickup, you know, the ice chest. The pabaku. That guy, he was my friend. No, me, my friendship was strategic. I don't like friendship that I won't benefit. Secondary school. No, but why are you my friend? I have friends cry where at the girl's side. There's a house here. There's a house here. On this lane, the first house. If you the end of this day, that house, a certain girl was inside. That girl, she was my friend. Yes. Even after, come and sit, they say bring me. After school, I've not seen her again. After school, we don't, this thing, the friendship is sport. And that guy I'm talking about, when they come to visit her, the parents come with ice chest. Nipa bakun, ice chest. Now, behind the car, the pickup, no, plastic chest. Yes. And she comes, they come with family people. And then they sit down, family picnic. Sit down, they eat with tables. Do you see? Me, when nobody has come to visit me with even Gary before. So that guy, if I hear that they say he has got visitors, no, I turn around. Now they touch line. Then when they finish eating and things, they put him in the car. Then they'll go around the school before the parents will leave. You are joking. They've not visited you properly. You people that you are here. Yeah. That's what happens. The guy, they have money. We two were there. We are there. But one day you come and tell me that I should explain some mass topic for you. You come and you see that me too, I'm here. So when they visit that guy, when they visit him at the challenge, as you they go, no, I beg. As we are eating, I did something. Oh, come. I said, no. If your family members are sitting down now, Kobe Bini, if they look at my collar and they look at your collar, we are from different worlds. They won't believe that you are my sibling. Yeah. But if God has it, but at the end, we all completed the school. That's what the school they will complete. Well, complete. Hey, sometimes Brokey, one time we were there, then we heard that they said the girl said some snake has entered somebody's troubles. This was around some 2 weeks to 3 weeks to vacate. Everybody's thing was finished. The girl said, snake has entered her troubles. So they came to call us from the boys. I said, SSA, yeah, corner girls, no, who say, yaba. Now you dim reka. Yeah, those of us who are afraid of snakes, you cry, went some. When we went, we said, where is the snake? They say, it's in the, this is the troubles. Eh? The boys went to carry the troubles. 2 weeks to vacation, everybody's things was getting free. This girl, we're counting conflicts. Conflicts one, conflicts two, milk, we're counting milk, about seven, sardine, bay 15. Hey! That girl, she doesn't eat garri. Hey! When we look at the thing, it was not snake, it was war gecko. So, you see that what you don't have, okay? What you don't have, you don't worry. One day, have you noticed that there were things you didn't have, but now you have it? You promise you'll get it. Mobile phone, look, it will come to a time. Mobile phone, what is it for? You don't even know what to use for. May if you give me iPhone, crown collect. And last time I was telling someone that maybe because I use iPad, I don't like iPhone. No. Like iPhone, I'm all canon. It doesn't do me anything. But some people also like it. Huh, camera, no. So the whole iPhone is the camera. Oh. You done. Because me dear, if I want to take picture and now you have the iPhone, you cut me, then you send me the picture. I'll use as my status. I don't have a problem. Oh, Kofi, if you get the iPhone, you cut me. If you have iPhone and I say cut me, you cut. Oh no, please, like you cut. I'll bet try Reverend picture. Reverend is sending picture. No man, I won't send it. A lot of my nice pictures. There's a guy at my workplace. His phone is nice. Monday when I say, so what? Come and cut me. If like he can't say he'll cut. I say, send it to me. Edit it and send it to me. He edit it, send it to me. Take your iPhone away. The video I did, Good Friday. I called him. I said, I want to do video. Bring your camera. Sharp camera. You cut. He came to cut. I don't have time for all these things. You have to use iPhone. You have to then pressure. When the iPhone fall down, then your eyes say, hey, something's happening. Your mood has changed because iPhone has fallen down. Because the amount to repair the screen itself can buy another. It's a problem. Okay. Now, there are two root causes of discontentment. One is called comparison, and another one is called jealousy. I'll talk about it and then we'll close. Comparison and jealousy are the roots of discontentment. If you are comparing yourself with the wrong people and with the wrong things, you know that you are in for comparison. Comparison is the root of discontentment. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12 said that, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Look, don't compare yourself with anyone. Shall I tell you again? Don't compare yourself with anyone. What you don't have, you don't have. Me, as I'm here, I don't compare myself with anybody. If you bring Range Rover and I don't have Range Rover and I want to sit in Range Rover, I'll ask you, can I sit in your car? Yeah, if I want to sit in Range Rover, I'll be driving my Ford small. If the day God said that he wants me to drive Range, on baby mommy, metri. You understand? But me, like, you see, the people who don't have the thing, they try to, like, also do and get it. No. Don't do that. You see? And that thing leads to stealing. And then my classmates and I'm in the sister. No, no, oh, fear. Do you know where he passed to have the fear? That's what I'm saying. We are all not the same. There are people, when they were getting married, their wedding present was a house. Do you realize that? Then some people too on their wedding day is glass, drinking glass. Glass and plate from Malcolm and glass, and they wrap and they brought it. Yeah. But we do weddings here, you can tell. There are some people when it's their wedding. Look, when I married our wedding day, two cars have to bring the gifts. Two cars. The two boots were full. Microwave ni nemu. So if you come and see microwave in my kitchen, say, hey, Reverend, I told microwave. Obi ne di ba e o. Yeah. Fridge ni nemu. Hey, akwe wo fridge. Obi ne di ba e. You understand? As for the money, I won't say how much the money was. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So, some people, their wedding present is a car. It's a car. So you don't, the guy has not worked for the, you see, sometimes the one getting married, crap, and you know, but his father's friend has come to give them some land. Or they've even built the house. They said, we've bought a house for you at Trasaco Estate. Is it not a nice thing? But this girl that they said they've given her a house at Trasaco, the classmate, even when they were in class, we crown quadratic equation crown TRC. So you'll be walking like, girl, when you're not children and they're secondary school. And you're not going to our boy. So that's where the talking can. So like you want to, you see, and sometimes when the person is your friend or when the person is your sibling, that's where, you see, recently there was some funeral we went at, and as we were planning for the funeral, my elder brother will call me. Are you coming with car? So the first day, I didn't understand the question. I said, yes, I'm driving. And he said, okay. Hey, I was dead. No, he brought some Ford F-150. Hey. Do you know F-150? This Ford that it looks like, it's long. You see the type, I mean, everybody knows what F-150. It's a very big car. So he came to park. I didn't know. But his mind was nonsense. Even my little brother has brought a car. Me, I should take to try and come. When he came and was about to go, then he said, Charlie, you fulfill my tank. I said, I fulfill which tank? Charlie, I don't get fuel. I said, whose car is this? Because I know this is not your car. You don't have a car. So, Charlie, my boss, because of the distance. But later, when I was driving back to Accra, then I thought of this. I said, no. Then another meeting asked me, am I coming with car? I said, no, I'm coming with Trotro. Then, by that time, I came with car. When he came with Trotro. He saw that I broke. I said, but you, why did you lie to me? And if you are coming with car, why did you allow me to take Trotro? I said, but you don't have a car. He said, no. You don't understand. If I told you, Lucy, listen, I'm your elder brother. When I ask you a question, tell me the truth. Then the third meeting, he called again. He said, look, am I coming with car? I said, well, this one, I'm in the trotro. He said, no, he can't. Then I said, can you hear the people talking in the trotro? He said, yes. When he said, I said trotro, then he came with trotro. When he came, I was not having car. He said, hey. Then later he called me, tell me, if you are coming here and I'm also coming here, and you are driving, tell me, I'll look for a car. But you can't drive and I'll come with trotro. And I said, brah, who need car? What's your problem? So he says, sometimes it is this comparison. Sometimes you are there, elder sister, little sister. Little sister has married before elder sister. Uh-huh, yeah. So those of you with little sisters, and be careful. When your sister is getting married, hey, tie your cloth. Ujinemo. When it is, and dance, let us see the happiness. When is your time? Do you understand? When is your time? They will also come and dance for you. But when it's your sister's wedding, it's everything we say. When you start saying it's everything we say, they probably say, what's the problem? What's the problem? You see, sometimes the parents too, because the little one is getting married before the elder one, So you the elder sister, no, who says some hatred is being spied. And as they are saying that, in the younger one, that you must also live with wisdom, no, who so kwasi asem no abete. Say ya, we can kwasi asem. Do you see? That is why that scripture that says that let brotherly love continue must come to play. Yes. Otherwise, you know, you see, look, mami ya and abena, I can't guarantee which of you is going to marry first. It's possible your little sister will marry before you marry. Do you understand? But a good attitude, that thing, I don't even see it with boys, but girls, a good attitude.
Okay, so on check.
Especially when you hear that they say they have some marital problems.
See,
when I saw the guy, you know, the way the guy was entered the room now, the way he was drinking the water, I said, no, this guy is a Sakawa boy. Hey. Or they all sound in the beba. Okay, so let's learn how, don't compare yourself with, like, you see that compare, you start from a very young age. Class work, you had how much? You had how much? We had, your paper is behind you. Let me see your mark. I pass you. That is where it starts from. I pass you. BC, what did you get? Oh, I had a grade 16. Share. Sister, pa, aten. So then you see, then that's where the competition is coming from, and the whole lot there. Look, me, and I can sing better than you, I can dance better than you. Then you bring it to church here too, then you come and practice it here. And my shoe is old. Now there you see that nobody dress here, kuntai. Sisi, I know who a kuntai dress, you cry, go to me, shek. Who shall a bell lock it? Nobody will mind you. Oh, be share jeans and t-shirt, casual wear. Ukwan, our muscle. So, why by your name, no first lady, no auntie, young country in Chirou. So, first lady, they want muscle, young country. You see, because look, I was in a certain church, the competition. One of the girls control everybody. If she says purple, the girls, best purple. Hey, now people for no more bar, so I go around and welcome one another. No, I'm one no more one another. No more welcome your moon until half for crowd your moon for her crowd. Now, wouldn't now what try be careful now? Baha, the way they look at you, you go back to Mumusa. Then I became their pastor. And I said, this question, same master. When I took the mic, I said, you come and sit here. I scattered the thing. From today, all of them became friends. You understand? So learn it. Don't compare yourself with people. What you don't have, you don't have it. They that compare themselves with themselves are not wise. Discontentment starts when you start comparing. And now, yeah, no, yeah, what is it? Is it in your shoe? 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 Is it black? And they are moving your bed. Are you still here or you have left? The last thing I'm going to share with you is called jealousy. Everybody say jealousy. Yeah. Jealousy means that you are, I'm coming to say you are jealous. Yes, you are jealous. You are jealous. What's the meaning of jealousy? Jealousy means to do what? If somebody is jealous, what does it mean? Envy, you have brought another word. These are synonyms. Like you are jealous with any bray. Red. I'm not happy. Nonsense. Talk, you do, they talk by heart. Why is that he had this and I had this? You understand? That's how it is. There was a story in the Bible about some people who came to work for somebody. And then when they came to work, the master said that, look, he had this people. He said, I'll pay you this. So let's say in the morning, he went to look for people to work for him. And he told these people, he came and said, look, people, I want you to come and work in my farm. At the end of the day, I'll pay everybody 100 cedis. He came to call these people around 9 a.m. Then around 12 a.m., he came to tell these people to that, come and work in my farm. At the end of the day, I'll give you 100 cedis. Then came to call these people around 4 o'clock. And he said that, I'll also pay you 100 cedis. They came to call these people also around, let's say, 5:30. Say, I'll also pay you 100 cedis. Now the day has ended. Started sharing 100 cedis for everybody. I feel we ain't no more about no. Omonia eko. Since morning, we've come here. But it's not about since morning. I said, come and work for me. I'll pay you 100 cedis. It's my money. And I said, you to come and work for me. I'll pay you 100. You are agreed with the 100. Why are you now looking at this one's money? You are, no, it's not because of the time. Look, where I work, people work, but the pay is not the same. There are people, last time somebody was looking, I said, so you work, how do you do it? I said, I work. So you come and lecture for 2 days, then you are done. I say, yes. But we are here Monday to Friday. I say, yes, because we work in a different place. Do you see? So jealousy, like your eyes are red over something that doesn't belong to you and all that. From today, let's learn to stop it. Be somebody who is content with what you have in Jesus' name. Clap for Jesus and stand to your feet. Father, we thank you. Help us to be masters of contentment. Give us the spirit of contentment. Take away the spirit of envy and discontentment and jealousy and comparison. And help us to live our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.